Heidi and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Frosty, I have good news for you.
Krispy Kremes are going to open up around the corner.
Even better.
What?
That yesterday I gave you that little quiz on are you a food addict, and you failed miserably.
Yeah, I know.
I saw in the paper today that you might have caught your fat from someone.
Oh.
Is yes.
Catchy? Fat is catchy now?
They're saying it possibly could be catchy.
Oh, can I sit next to you?
Yeah.
Believe me.
We came in wearing surgical masks today.
Hazmat suits.
New research announced yesterday. Researchers found that when human stem cells, they blank slates for the cell world, were exposed to a common virus, they turned into fat cells.
Virus!
They didn't just change, they stored fat as well. So for several years, researchers have looked at a possible link between obesity and this common virus called endenovirus 36.
I have that one, yes.
From a family of viruses that causes colds and pink eye in people.
I had pink eye as a kid, and I had a cold once.
Uh-huh.
Now you got pink belly. They had already found that a higher percentage of fat people had been infected with the virus than leaner people. They exposed animals to the virus, got them to fatten up, and even found a gene in the virus that causes animals to get obese. Ethical restraints kept researchers from exposing people to the virus, so they never could do human tests, because who's going to volunteer for that?
Prisoners.
We're going to make you a fat person.
Let's use prisoners on death row and say we'll give you better food or something.
Could you give me cancer and try to get rid of it instead?
They took the fat tissue from people who had liposuction, removed the adult stem cells from the tissue, and exposed these cells to the virus in the lab. Adult stem cells can regenerate and turn into different types of specialized cells to help the body heal itself. And more than half of the stem cells exposed to the virus turned into fat cells and accumulated fats.
Did you all hear that?
You caught fat from somebody.
Did you? I mean, that right there. I know this is just one study, but if
some
there's anything to
some fatty sneezed on you sometimes.
Yeah, it's a disease. It's a viral infection. I've been infected with the obesity virus.
It could explain why you see those skinny, skinny guys. You don't see a lot of women, but you know when you see the skinny, skinny guys? I used to work with a guy when I did traffic. I mean, like a toothpick and tall. And I said, he said, I tried to put weight on. I can't. I mean, he could sit and eat a box of donuts, pasta and go to bed. He couldn't gain weight.
High metabolism, hyperthyroidism.
I mean, maybe it's the same is true for the others. Like, you're just destined to be skinny or destined
to
be fat.
Here's the good news. I guess if a viral cause of obesity can be confirmed, a vaccine could be developed maybe within 5 to 10 years to prevent the virus from making some people fat.
Mm. I volunteer. I'll be one of the first in line. I'll provide my arm, thigh, or whatever you want to stick me.
Well, that's bad news for you. Says it wouldn't help people already obese.
Well,
so get your kids, like the fat vaccine,
God, that'd be
when
awesome.
They're born. Then if they get fat, it's their own goddamn fault.
Great.
Or it's your fault as a parent.
You could still get fat, though, if you overeat, but you won't have the virus in there, which makes you fat, even if you're eating okay, so to speak.
I don't know if you can go to the doctor and get tested for this, because like anything else, you go to the doctor, they test you for herpes,
mm.
and see if you have any kind of antibodies built up in your body, so you've been exposed
to it.
You
can see if you do.
I know they can give you a test for herpes, but usually you have to have a flare-up for them to test it. Take a swab of that.
Well, then you have it if you have a flare.
Well, yeah, meaning you can't just go get a blood workup and go, you have herpes.
Okay.
But they can tell if you've been exposed to herpes.
Oh.
So this thing.
But it could be cold sore herpes.
Right.
That you've never had pop out.
Mm-hmm.
Might be genital herpes that you've never had pop out. But if you have the antibodies, they're saying that they've tested people and fat people and skinny people, and more fat people have been exposed to this, have antibodies to this certain virus, whatever it's called, endenovirus 36.
I hope they keep studying this, because if it turns out to be true, then you really have to cut us a little more slack than I've been receiving, like yesterday on the show.
Because you are a food addict, so I mean, you still failed that test.
I know. But this is the absolute honest truth. Yesterday, I'm going to diet, because I have a class meeting coming up. Yeah.
You're perpetually on a diet.
I'm on a serious diet now. And I'm eating reasonably well, kind of okay. And I told you the other day, I'd lost about 24 pounds, which you don't even see yet. It's not even a dent. But the scale says it.
I think you need to change your battery in the scale.
Well, okay, maybe. Because yesterday, I ate reasonably well. Oh. I didn't eat enough to lose. I think about 2,000 calories went in me. I'm usually on like a 1,500 calorie plan to try to lose some weight. So I had an extra entree, so to speak, and I did have a beer. I stepped on the scale this morning, and from the previous day, I write everything down. I've got a chart in my bathroom. I gained 4.4 pounds. Now, I'm thinking, you could weigh the food and liquid I consumed yesterday, and it wouldn't weigh 4.4 pounds. My body
poop
defied the laws of physics.
Maybe you haven't excreted the meals you had the day before.
I excreted.
You did?
Yeah.
But you don't know what you eat, Frosty. I mean, I think that's bad to weigh yourself every day. Maybe every week. It is bad.
It doesn't make any sense.
It is bad. I know that doesn't
water, sodium.
Were you naked each time you weighed?
Naked, and I always weigh naked right after my morning movement and my shower. So it's always exactly the same amount of water in my hair. And
sexy.
The same. Explain to me how I can go up 4.4 pounds when probably 2 pounds or maybe 2.5 of anything went in me. See, my body just...
I know how. You sleep eat.
Maybe. Can we put a hidden camera on you?
But
we want to do that. He'll refuse.
We won't put it in the bedroom. We'll just put it in the kitchen.
Yeah, that footage will end up on YouTube
every night.
In the fridge.
That way it doesn't see any of your house. It only turns on when the light comes on and the door opens.
We'll have it wired.
Yeah, but I
there you are. Glazed look on your face.
No. I don't want to know if I do.
Well, that's the only explanation I come up with. If you gain weight overnight, then you had to do something during your sleep.
I cleaned out my cupboard of junk food when I went on this serious diet a month or so ago.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
It is. I had to throw stuff away that I wanted to keep. So there's nothing. There weren't any opened cans anywhere. And the stuff in the fridge is all in its own little container. And nothing was missing. I don't have that much stuff to eat. I intentionally got rid of almost everything.
Maybe you're eating the dog food.
Oh, maybe.
It's so good.
It's delicious.
But I had a frosty moment last night because I, too, have given up the wine, at least during the week. So
both are losers.
Wine-free since Saturday, actually.
Wow.
Because I'm thinking it's 500 calories a bottle, you know. So I'm thinking, okay.
Is that a record for you? Let's see, Sunday, Monday, 3 whole days.
I think it is.
Are you guys freaking out because of the webcast? It might be on
yes.
It might be the show, so you don't want to look...
Yes,
huge.
Frank, of course.
You know what really lit a fire into my big fat butt was when we did that Channel 9 thing about 3 weeks ago, and I saw how huge I looked on camera. And that was right?
And when they invited us back, so you want to look different?
Of course, you got to look different.
Not enough time.
I got to look hotter than Pat Harvey, which will be tough to do.
I'm going to wear the same exact thing as everybody notices. Same shirt, same hat, everything. Every time I'm on cake, I'll have the same shirt on.
That'll become your thing. And then people will recognize you when you have that on. But I had a frosty moment last night because after dinner, since I'm not drinking any wine, I'm like, well, I have to treat myself with something. So I had gone to the store on Sunday and bought the fat-free, sugar-free vanilla ice cream from Breyers.
But that sucked.
It ain't great.
What's the point of having it if it sucks?
It's like whipped air.
But it's okay. You know what I mean? But then my frosty moment was... I had some company in town, so I had made oatmeal cookies for them and still had some left in Tupperware. And I went, So I took three. Now, cookies that are like big cookies, and I put them in the ice cream and I chopped them up in the ice cream. And then I ate the 500 calories.
You made an ice cream sandwich.
Like, what's the point? I totally thought of you. I went, well, this is the Diet Coke and Big Mac. I mean, it's stupid. What's the point? I should have had the wine or at least the regular ice cream.
I've been known to dump sugar in a Diet Coke and shake it up to make it taste better.
You probably have.
I have. It takes the edge off.
So there might be another reason people gain weight, but still it all lies on the person themselves. I mean, as far as being obese,
I know.
They're saying don't make this an excuse. Well, I must call it from someplace. Or don't eat like a pig, hoping someday that they'll have that vaccine that will make you thin again. It doesn't work on fat people, the vaccine.
Seems like it would, though, because if you have...
You're already fat. You already have the fat cells. You've already turned into fat cells. No. You can't get rid of them. So
that
it's like
sucks.
If they can give you a vaccine to prevent your cells from turning into fat cells from the virus, well, then you're okay.
Frank, do you ever think that you will be heavy? Like an obvious... Like
a huge pig?
Or you'll be walking down the street and you
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
not ba-doom, obese because you
ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom. I don't think
you. Okay. You got a tuba setting on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks.
Do you think that you will ever be that guy with a big giant belly, when you're in your 60s?
Kettle drum will work.
Here comes Frank. Hey, old pal. Wow.
Well, my dad. has a huge gut.
He does. And I know he had lost a lot of weight, right?
Well, he's never gained weight, like, in his face or in his arms,
legs.
He's
a typical guy.
Is it he just is 13 months pregnant.
From behind, he looks like a thin guy.
The gestation period of an elephant. I think it's 22 months. Yeah, he's got a big-ass baby in there ready to come out.
Okay.
That's where, if I gain it anywhere, I'm going to look like I swallowed a basketball. I'll look like I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad really isn't fat anywhere else, is he?
No. I mean, from behind, he doesn't look like a fat dude. He turns around and boom.
He's got that typical guy body where you'll see a guy
from really healthy, you know, midsection fat.
Yeah. It's
the worst kind.
Not a problem for your heart at all.
Fat.
Yeah,
when you see a guy from behind and you're thinking, oh, that guy's in good shape. You know, tiny little waist and tiny little ass and bird legs. And they turn around and you're like, oh, my God.
Does he drink a lot of beers? Is it a beer belly?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't drink?
He drinks, but he doesn't drink enough to have a beer belly.
Well, you may get that then if it's genetic. I mean, you may or may not, but if he has it. Do you have an uncle or anything? Like, is there any other males in your family that are still alive? A grandpa?
Grandpa was thin. He died 145.
Oh, my God. Well, that's depressing to me. Real depressing to me.
Never saw a picture of my great-grandfather, tall, thin guy.
Well, the odds are. You might be all right. Your sisters aren't fat.
Not really.
Not when they're not pregnant, they're not fat. You know, when they get pregnant, they seem to be pregnant a lot.
They're not fat for Indiana.
Something in the water. They'd be fat for L.A.
They'd be a little bit chunky. Mm-hmm.
Because if this virus thing turns out to be true, with a little more research, it would give another argument to some people like me who go, well, I'm from a fat family. Yeah, that means the virus is going around in that family, plus the genetic thing. You know, you got the fat genes and a virus.
You better hope this isn't true because it's going to backfire because people don't want to hang out with fat people anyway. So now if we think that we can catch it from you, talk about being isolated from the planet.
Oh, God.
We're going to put you on an island someplace.
I know. Fat island.
Yeah.
Need a big one. Better draft Australia for this because we need a lot of room. We'll just get our water from Antarctica.
He's on Fatagascar.
It's our national anthem.
We'll never hear it. We'll never make the podium.
Right. Yeah. Well, not going to do so well in the Olympics.
And the 100-meter dash for Fatagascar.
The president's now issuing a statement from the White House basement.
So really, this could backfire on fat people, isolate them even more, make them kill themselves even more.
Yeah, but it's to help the next generation to make sure they don't deal with what we're having to deal with. To help the next ones coming behind us.
Do fat people kill themselves when they get depressed? Or they just
do.
Or do they just eat more? They're trying to eat themselves to death. You never see a fat person hanging from a rope.
No, you never do. That's interesting.
When fat people get really depressed and feel like killing themselves, they don't.
They just eat.
Maybe it takes too much energy to climb up the stairs of the ladder. I'm not going to go way up there.
Or it'll break the beam, and you know you're not going to be able to hang yourself anyway. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm just going to
pull
break
a knife out of the drawer, then make a jelly sandwich. What was I going to do?
Oh, we still have bread left. Yummy.
Us chubsters.
Was I going to cut me off a piece of ham? What do I have a knife for?
When we feel bad, we just eat more.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that is, in a way, killing ourselves, but that's what makes you feel better. You can actually feel better. If you're jonesing for drugs and you're out of your drugs, you heroin addicts or whatever, you just need more drugs to feel better. In the way that a person like me, who's starving to death, and the feeling of hunger is driving you crazy, and you look in the mirror and you've been starving all week on a diet and you still gain 4.4 pounds for nothing, you turn to food to feel better. It's your fix. Of course, that makes you fatter and the spiral continues. But I don't think the killing yourself is really, that's not the fix.
Because, you know, like the young girl who has the weight problem in those years of changing and everyone starts noticing each other's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then her fatness really gets pointed out all the time. She doesn't kill herself. You always see the girl who's the cutter, who's a skinny chick.
Yeah.
She has like straight hair and wears multiple layers of black clothing.
Depressed.
Isn't it usually, I know there are exceptions, there are the disturbed people that everyone knew was disturbed and expected it, but usually, aren't you shocked when someone kills himself? You always hear that, oh my God, didn't know they had those issues, oh, I didn't know I would have helped. So the people you assume would do it, like the big fat lonely loser, the big blob with no
I've
friends.
I've never known anybody to kill themselves.
No.
Well, except for my Uncle Jimmy, but I didn't know him.
I haven't known anyone either, first person. But I always hear people go, oh, we didn't expect them to do something like that.
No one's ever killed themselves in your family?
That's what I know of.
That's shocking.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, really. What are the odds of that?
They're just too lazy. No, no, I mean,
if you had to put
no
a bet down in Vegas, you're going to pick suicide.
No, we're all still alive.
I know.
Doing fine.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, how does Donnie, your brother, living in a lean-to in some field?
I think he's the happiest one of all.
Yeah. How does he not sit there at 9 o'clock at night in the cold, in the rain?
He's happy. He's the happiest still well of all.
That would drive me crazy.
Oh, me
I'd
too.
Be miserable beyond description. But to him, he's achieved everything he ever aspired to do,
because
which is nothing.
He never has to sit down at that computer and go onto his bank account and go,
what
well,
computer?
Time
what
to,
bank account?
Right, exactly. Time to pay all the bills and then
There's
look
no
at
bills.
Him. Jesus Christ.
Very happy guy.
I know.
Just living off of, garbage or whatever.
The
but
fat
he's
of
happy.
Land.
Yeah.
So. Sad story about dying. There was a woman, she was the maid of honor, which I think is like a best man for the woman.
Yes.
And she's 45 years old. Oh.
Was she the matron of honor?
No. Maid. It said maid, I think. That means you're not married, right?
Yeah, matron
of
honor.
Matron means you're married.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was going to be. She was the matron of honor. I feel so sad for her.
Oh.
She's 45 years old. That was bad enough that she's the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
At the rehearsal dinner, they're at the restaurant. Starts to rain outside. So her and the best man run outside to check the windows of the cars.
Yeah.
Boom! Lightning kills her dead.
Oh no!
It's not funny, but it,
well, the
everybody was so happy, and then it became a nightmare. Now the wedding has been postponed indefinitely.
Well,
why? The matron of honor wasn't the bride.
Well, I mean, if I'm a girl who's going to look at the sunny side of that situation, and I will, at least she doesn't have to wear that horrific bridesmaid dress the next day.
Mm.
She's dead.
They're going to bury her in it. You know they will.
Oh, believe me, I was maid of honor at my friend Tanya's wedding, and it was bright purple, which is not a good color for me. Fit and flare.
What's that?
Strapless here, real tight.
She had no boobs.
Real tight down to your waist, and then poof, flare out with white stockings and purple shoes.
Like an alien would wear that.
Purple dress?
Purple dress. White stockings, purple shoes, purple stuff in your hair.
And purple is your color.
Oh, my God. I blew undertones. I looked hideous. And she goes, aren't the dresses awesome? And you're like, I can't wait to wear it.
So you're praying for lightning.
I wish it was raining and I'd have held a golf club.
Well, I don't have a picture of old Cindy Osler in her dress, but hey, that might have been the case. Maybe she was praying for lightning.
Why do you cancel the wedding, though? Everyone's there.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, people have spent money and gone out of their way to get time off to go. They're all there. Go ahead with
it. She's your best
friend. Just wear an armband or something.
I bet the bride secretly deep down's pissed that Cindy, one-upped her on her day.
Upstaged her.
Got all the attention.
This is my day, Cindy.
How dare you? She did that on purpose.
How many in this room would go, all righty then. Well, it's okay. Where were we? Back to the wedding. Never mind.
So are my windows down?
No.
I hope someone put them up.
I got cloth seats.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Who's that?
I have no idea.
Frankie Valli, help us, Steve. Trying to see the correlation here.
It's Lou Christie, lightning striking again.
Oh.
Subtle.
The matron of honor is struck by lightning.
Yeah.
At the rehearsal dinner. Ruined the wedding for everyone.
Terrible.
But at least she didn't have to wear the god-awful dress.
Remember the story a few weeks ago? I think it was in Japan. Anyway, somewhere overseas, where there's a lightning storm at a funeral, and they were in the grave, there where they're laying the body down on the ground, and lightning struck, and I think it killed like three people there. I'm thinking, well, if you're gonna die,
right,
just push them in the hole.
Mass
That's
grave.
Like getting sick at the hospital. Perfect.
You can save all that money from all that funeral crap. Just push them in the hole. Throw in some dirt. You're done. Japan, Japanese. You gotta love them. I love the Japanese. They have such amazing games. Such amazing technology over there. Japanese, haven't they come up with that amazing toilet seat that does everything for you?
Are they your favorite knees?
Of the eases, they're my favorite, absolutely.
I think they're my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Of the eases.
They're ahead of the Vietnams and the...
Oh, I do enjoy the Vietnams because of the mani-pedi.
Yeah, I think Japanese, they're my favorite ease.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. And they have the great technology over there. They even have a game now, which sounded like fun, but you can't play it now because it's being recalled. It was the arm wrestling game. It's from the distributor called Atlas Company. It's having to recall all of its arm spirit arm wrestling machines from all the arcades. You know why? Three players so far have broken their arms playing it. Apparently, it's on a graduated scale, 10 levels. It starts easy. The first one you arm wrestle with is a French maid. The hand stays the same, but I guess the screen you're looking
That's
at
level
is...
level one, I'm guessing,
Level
right?
one is
okay.
the French maid. You're looking at a French maid, the arm wrestler. If you beat her, you move up to level two, which is drunken martial arts master. Level 3 is a Chihuahua. But each level gets a little harder. And
wouldn't Chihuahua be two?
That's why I don't like the Japanese.
That's one of the easy things.
They confuse me like that. I'm like, a Chihuahua?
Yeah, a drunken martial arts instructor would be a little bit harder, I would imagine.
I don't know. Maybe this Chihuahuas have something we don't know about. Mm. I heard they're vicious.
How do you arm wrestle without opposable thumbs?
So apparently these kids, this is an arcade, so children and stuff are arm wrestling. They're having fun wrestling the bartender and the French maid and the Chihuahua and the clown. If you make it to level 10, they assumed, I guess when they made the thing, that you're a professional muscle man. And that level 10 turns out to be a professional wrestler arm. So the machine gives it to you. Snap!
Snapping people's forearms?
Three kids have broken their arms so far on level 10. Snap!
Well, you don't have to get rid of the machine. Maybe tone it down a notch.
They're recalling it because of lawsuits. I saw footage. I'm afraid to say this because someone's going to send it to you on YouTube and you all see it. It's really sick, though. I saw some footage a couple years ago of an arm wrestling match somewhere that was being televised. And two guys are going at it. These are like, you know, Olympic trials or Olympic. I think it might even be the Olympics a couple years ago.
Do they have that in the Olympics?
Arm wrestling?
No.
The arm wrestling Olympics. Hmm. Anyway, it was like the national.
You're watching Over the Top.
Whatever.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it was the top of the arm wrestling world. And these two guys are going at it, big muscular guys. And this one guy, you know, they're clenched. This one guy's arm just snap. It just snaps in half and bends all the way back to the table.
Oh, frosty.
Backwards, in the middle of his arm.
God almighty.
Anyway, so
I type in what, arm wrestling, snapping arm,
broken arm, whatever. Yeah.
Olympics.
How do we live without YouTube?
I don't know.
And TMZ.
Mm. I saw, because I'm a big fan of UFC. Got a big UFC event coming up this Saturday.
I like it too.
Be sure and check that out. I was watching on YouTube, I think it was. Someone sent me, and I don't know what weight division, even who it was. This guy threw a leg kick and snapped his own. The guy who threw the kick snapped his own shin in half. Ooh. His foot basically is kind of wrapped around. It's a little dangling. He kicked the other guy like right in the bottom of his leg, but he hit it perfect. Or the guy defended perfect and snapped the kicker's leg right on his bone.
Look how hard.
Oh, my God.
That's a tough son of a bitch.
And after you kick, you know, you go back, step back down on it, and he didn't have anything there. Just wobble.
My God.
Have you seen the footage where, and I think this was the Olympics, the guy is running towards that the big beam you jump up on and do gymnastic moves
pole
on.
The pommel horse?
Not the pommel. The pommel's the one you hold your hands. No, this is the one you run towards it really fast, and you sort of do a airborne split. You land on it with your feet, and then you're Nadia Comaneci walking back and forth.
Oh, the balance beam?
Balance beam.
Mm-hmm.
I guess men do that, too, though they shouldn't. That should be a woman's thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is running, and he loses his step, so he can't get airborne to jump, and he just runs smack dab into this thing, chest first. Boom!
Oh, Jesus.
Flops back like a rag doll. Ouch.
I can't stand watching people's bones break. I mean, I have it queued up here.
Oh, you do?
The arm wrestling, you found it?
Some guy, Brian versus Jerry. He's like, one Christmas, 2005, I broke Jerry's arm. I'm wrestling. Let's watch. I pause right away. Yeah, I know what's going to happen. The anticipation of watching somebody's forearm snap in half is making me sick.
You don't want to see it.
Is there something wrong with you, though, that you break your bone arm wrestling? Like, wouldn't you get checked for bone cancer, take a Tums, or take a calcium.
Women will take Tums.
Well, yeah, it has calcium. If you have an upset tummy.
No, I thought you were supposed to take a Tums every day for calcium.
Really? Well, I think you can just take a calcium for calcium.
Well, why do that?
So you don't have to do that chalky.
Tums probably taste better.
Yeah.
I just have blocks of cheese. I'm made of calcium.
And lattes.
Well, if you're pushing your arm against another arm that's pushing back that heavily, and you stay there. In the real world, if something pushed against you, you would back off because your body knows this will hurt you. But in wrestling, you're intentionally pushing against something, pushing back just as hard.
Yeah, something just gives what?
Yeah, something's got to break.
That would worry me.
Ow.
When does any sound of this? There's any sound to it?
Don't play it.
I got to come over.
I haven't heard it. I haven't even played it. I just want to see if there's any sound to it. Might as well just.
I don't know if this is the one I saw.
I think you're strong enough to be in your left hand. Ready? Go!
You can pick the arm.
No, these boxes gotta be helping.
They're going back and forth a little bit.
I got you next, dude.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Okay,
I have to feel his.
Did you hear it? no.
Oh, my God.
That broke low down by his elbow.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have watering eyeballs right now.
Oh, my God. I hate it, Tom.
What is it about a snapping bone sound? Because not everyone's had a broken bone, so it's not like you can all relate to it. But the sound of it is so horrible.
Did your balls just scramble right up inside your belly? Oh, my God, in heaven. That's awful. Yeah,
anyway.
Where do you talk about a party buzzkill?
You can type in broken arm on YouTube and just be entertained for hours.
There's more than one.
Multiple videos, yeah. One's up titled skateboarding and arm wrestling accidents.
That's talent, being able to arm wrestle while you're skateboarding.
I was so bored the other night because I have no social life at all. I think it was like Saturday night. While the rest of you are out there dating and having sex and going to movies, I'm online. And I spent like 2 hours looking at strange plane landings. Like people landing on roads and a flatbed truck and going sideways and crashing.
At what moments, do you ever close your eyes and picture people actually out at restaurants sipping martinis, actually having conversation? You go, another plane landing.
I'm guessing half the people having dinner that night were wishing they were home, goofing around online because they're having a rotten time.
You know what? You're probably right. You're like, ah.
No, this says a lot about Frosty. He comes in this morning and he's got this kind of like, I guess sadder than normal look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, I'm all right. How you doing? He's like, yeah, the shuttle landed safely.
Don't bust me on this.
Oh,
I didn't want this on the
show.
Well, it kind of sucks, doesn't it? He's like, well, I was watching the whole time thinking something's going to happen, something, and it never did. So he's disappointed.
Why are you busting me safely? I wasn't disappointed. I was just, wasted all my.
You love terrorist attacks and stuff because you live for disaster.
Okay, why do you think that they covered the landing of the shuttle, the one with the teacher on it, you know, the replacement for Krista McCullough?
Well, because of the gash.
Yeah, exactly my point.
Why do you always look at me when you say that?
The little missing chunk.
I didn't think of
the word. It's
rude. The 3-inch missing chunk of protective heat shield they didn't fix, so we didn't know if it was going to burn up on reentry or not. They thought it'd be okay, and it was. But because there was a chance it wasn't going to be okay and we'd lose our third shuttle, they broadcast live, major networks, the landing. They wanted to be there on camera in case something went wrong. Okay, so we survived the heat. Now they say, oh, there's a strong crosswind. There's a strong crosswind. It's going to be a tough landing, tougher than usual. Ooh. So now I'm watching to see if the shuttle's going to blow sideways and crash and burn. I'm thinking, oh, my God, if that happens, oh, the irony. The teacher replacement goes up in space, survives the heat shield thing, and then dies on landing. So I'm watching the whole time. Nothing happened. What a waste of my time.
Exactly. So is Frosty going to watch the next one? No. What they should have done instead was land the shuttle in Cancun. Then we all would have been glued to the TV.
Let's see how good that pilot is.
Can they do it? It's a glider.
Oh, yeah.
How many times would it pass the same place if it got caught in that spiral? There it is again.
Boy, it lasts for hours.
Hey, look, the shuttle.
Couldn't they have landed it in the eye if they're really good?
Hey, look, the shuttle again.
Big man parliament.
Oh, look, there's Toto.
It did land in the eye. I don't know. Probably not.
They could have showed off, you know, like a pilot. You'd taken his plane under a bridge, land the damn shuttle in the middle of the eye, where it's nice.
Could have been like an air show.
Hurricane. See, that's another thing. I was kind of disappointed in that. Oh, I was up way too late last night watching the Weather Channel because this sucker was a Category 5 going to slam into the Cancun area. I'm going, oh, good. They're going to see blue buildings falling apart, people dying.
They just put the beach back.
I know. Yeah. From Wilma. Well, so I'm watching and watching and watching, and finally went to sleep. Woke up this morning and said, it was nothing. No big deal. So all the expectation and all the hype and all the, you know, they got, this is like the Weather Channel.
Category 5, killer monster storm, death imminent.
And then you watch and nothing happens. It's like, well, I just wasted all night watching a little wind and some rain. What a letdown.
And it's just the reporters are awful because they're screaming over the wind, and then all you hear... And it's banging their microphone. They've got the hood up.
They could be doing that in a soundstage.
Like,
it's the same hurricane coverage in every hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so nothing really. I mean, they got some wind, a little bit of damage, but nothing big. Mm-hmm. Now it's down to level 2, and everything's going to be fine.
We want our disaster or our resolution to happen very quickly. With the miners.
Oh, well.
Are they digging a fifth hole now, or drilling a fifth hole? Because I'm saying, let's stop it.
That was supposed to be the 30-inch round rescue hole they should have drilled first, but there was no reason to drill it because they're all dead.
I mean, the headline today in the paper was hope fading for six miners. Fading?
Fading? How about gone?
It just started to fade. It's fading. Yeah, hope is gone. Let's just, yeah, like you said.
They're dead.
Seal it up and put up a gravestone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Plus, if you drill a 30-inch hole, there's going to be a hole there forever. People could fall in it and die. What if 200 years from now, this news story's been forgotten, and it's just a hole in the middle of the woods?
You really think you could fall down a 30-inch shaft?
Well, not me, but a child.
Then we have our baby Jessica again for the next generation. Right. Sit around the TV and watch. Are they going to make it?
Our number is 888-520-9710. You can send us an email, you know, during the show. Here's that address.
Let's be Frank, 971 at MSN.com.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Don't forget, Tom Likas will take over in a little bit for your drive home here on 97.1. The FM talk station, so keep it here for Tom. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
You know, I have admitted that and it was a hard thing to admit, I do not like musicals.
You don't?
No, I like singing at home and stuff like that. Like, I'll get up and I'll go, but I hate musicals, like, because I don't think it's normal to sing things that should, you can just ask, why are you singing what could be, just ask.
Musicals aren't always constant singing.
No, I know, but they break into it, you know what I mean? They break it, they'll be like, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And then they start, tell me what you're going to do.
Here's what I'm going to do, you, me, and you. We're going to do this and that, and eat my hat.
That's what we're going to do. I hate it. But I like to play at home.
You always got rejected for the singing roles in high school, didn't you?
Very true, and I think that's why.
Yeah, I hate musicals. Anyway, I'm an actress. I'm serious. I'll do the plays.
Right. How to succeed in business without really trying. I don't want the role anyway.
It wasn't, whatever.
No, I know.
And I had to lead a couple times.
I know. I played.
I didn't know any better. See, I didn't understand the geek factor. Now I do because I'm a mature adult, but back then I didn't know. Back then, as a stupid, naive teenager, I thought you were just supposed to use whatever God-given talent you had,
right,
and here's an avenue to use it, mm-hmm, so I get up there and sing. Didn't right know it made me a geek, and I had no dates after
I
that.
I was just able to hit a volleyball, a tennis ball, and shoot a basket, so that's what I did. But the Italian loves them. Like, she's like, you got to go, like, okay, at least Phantom of the Opera. That one you'd like. Let's go to that one. You'd like it. Trust me.
You'll see Wicked. You'd like that, too, which is making out.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. So
I don't. Did you see Moulin Rouge?
I don't. God, no. See, I wouldn't. I didn't see Chicago. I didn't see Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge is amazing.
No desire. And I don't like Cirque du Soleil. I like it for 5 minutes. I go, wow, she's bendy. That's kind of cool. He can hold her up like that. But then it's 2 hours of, yep, still holding her up, and she's bendy.
You
I
get
don't
bored
get
that
bored
easily.
Out of my soul.
Bored you.
And the Blue Man Group. Can't stand, like, those three
well,
things.
Yeah, I can't stand them either.
Don't get it. I hate it.
Here's Heidi watching the first landing on Mars. Okay, I get it. Yes, you're on a planet walking around.
Wow.
Boring.
It's really far away. Woo! Anyway, so I'm kind of hard to please in that respect. I like a
here we are on Mars. That's the first words they sing.
Everybody's saying it, boy.
Yeah. What are they going to say?
And they're bendy.
Bum, 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 bum.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do south of the big blue moon? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Yeah, that would be my hell. But having said all of that, I would go see this show. It's a show called Circus of Horrors, and it lives up to its name because a dwarf who is in the show, his name is Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf.
Aren't they all?
Part of his routine is he pulls a vacuum cleaner with his penis across the stage. I don't know the setup. I don't know if it's, wow, I'm little, but I sure am strong, even my penis. And then he pulls a vacuum cleaner across the stage with his penis. I don't know that
well,
part
but
of
that,
the
that particular attachment that
you
goes
know,
into the couch corners?
You know, I'm not sure which attachment, but that's what I'm picturing, because I don't know any other way you would use it. But the thing is, the reason it's in the news, he's 42 years old. Part of the vacuum cleaner had broken, so before the show, he had gotten a tube of super glue, and he glued the part of the vacuum cleaner, but read the directions wrong, and only let it dry for 20 seconds rather than the 20 minutes that it said it needed to dry before you could use the part.
Okay.
So he let it dry for about 20 seconds, and then when he got on stage to do his part of the act, he said it was the most embarrassing moment of his life because he got stuck to the vacuum cleaner. As he was
I don't even believe it.
Pulling it across the stage. They did manage to remove the attachment after about an hour.
Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna glue? Come and see it, you won't believe us. What you gonna do? He glued vacuum cleaner to his penis.
Isn't this, I slipped on the orange in the shower. He was home with a vacuum cleaner and thought that maybe something could work out that way and end up gluing it to his wiener.
Yeah, that's a more believable story.
No, I'm in a show called Circus of Horrors, and I'm Dan the Demon Dwarf.
But now Dan the Demon Dwarf had to change his name to Dyson the Demon Dwarf because he's now bagless.
Let me see. There's a star.
Yay, a star! My first
interchange. You can help. Where are the stars?
I don't know.
Oh,
in your eyes and in the sky. That's where they are. That's where they are.
See, no wonder you hate
them. See why I hate them? Maybe it's just me.
You only hate the ones that you're in. Here we go.
Which is like most
things. Enjoy your star, Miss Musical Woman.
Thank you.
Did you like the tone I gave it as well?
I did. That's new. That's new?
Oh, I just lost it. Yeah. Mm. Where's my ding? There it is.
It's not easy to pull
up.
You're
quiet, aren't you?
I didn't want to interrupt your ding.
Well, no. When you get a star, from now on.
Wow.
I like it.
Well, don't have that handy because you won't be getting any more for about a week.
I think I shot my wad right there.
I already deleted it.
So, you don't like musicals, huh? I'm only going to say this next tidbit because it is news, and I guess the highest-rated basic cable television show ever just aired, and it was a musical.
Mm-hmm.
High School Musical 2.
I know.
Set all the records.
I know.
Millions and millions and millions of viewers tuned in to watch
that.
Didn't
I buy you the first one?
You did.
Did you watch it?
It's still wrapped in cellophane. I haven't seen it. I'm aware of what it is, and I know a lot of people like it, but I have not seen
it.
What's
that kid's name in it that's...
Zac Efron.
How would you know that? You haven't seen
his name's on the front of the thing.
You read the box and didn't open it and
he's on the front page of Rolling Stone this week at the checkout. I just saw that.
He is one of our biggest fans, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's one of my MySpace friends. He's
really?
One of my top right now because he's a huge fan of the show.
Well, why does he come in if he's such a huge fan? He's in that movie Hairspray. My daughter loves that kid.
Well, we'll bring her in and we'll bring him in. Why not? He loves our show.
I did see a clip online from High School Musical 2. Him, I don't know the girl's name. That's his girlfriend, dark-haired young.
It'll come to me. Ashley Tisdale.
And they sang, it was a little clip of one of the hits of the song, and I thought it was actually pretty good.
So you think if I bought Zac Efron home as a surprise, he'd beat out the baby orangutan?
Yes,
totally.
So he'd beat out the backyard zoo. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It can be arranged.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, he likes our
show.
Is
one of my friends, Sue? I don't know.
I don't know, but he sent me an email saying, if you don't believe it's me, trust me, it's me. It's,
Doesn't everyone say that?
Yeah,
probably.
You have to show up here. That's the only way we
trust
you, it's you.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't
you drive trust on me, down. It's me.
No, but that's I don't know. They're talented people. I'm not taking anything away from that. It's just not my cup of tea. It's like I don't like horror movies.
Horror movies. You know why I really like the idea, though, of the High School Musical type stuff? Because we need that wholesomeness back. Everything else until this has been pretty much sleaze. And you got a little daughter, and she looks at Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. And like, do you really want her to be a little slut? Now you got this Disney-esque wholesome, pure thing going on, which, it's kind of corny and cheesy, but we need that back in society. We shouldn't have all our young kids aspiring to be drug addicts and rappers and whores.
Can you play one of the songs?
I don't know any of them, Frank. But
I really don't. One musical I like is I do like Grease. I do enjoy that.
Right. They say the High School Musical is this generation's Grease.
Okay, well, I do like Grease. I will give them that. Mm-hmm.
We need more of that?
Yes.
More Grease?
No, but as an alternative to all the other crap that's out there, the sort of dark-sided stuff, we need the wholesome thing that's cool again.
Dark-sided!
It's dark-sided! You think Tom Likas had watched High School Musical 2? You think Tom saw it?
Oh, I love that!
I'm guessing he didn't. Tom Likas takes over after us. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.